And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Hello, I'm Paul, and this is Maximum Rock and Roll's Best of 2006 Radio Special, Part 2. And everyone has abandoned me, but that doesn't matter, because I've got a bunch of records to play for you. And later in the show, there will be others to play their favorite records. So let's just get right on with it, shall we? One of my top 10 favorite records of the year was the latest LP by the band Witch Hunt from New York. The LP was called Blood Red States. It's out on Profane Existence. And this song is called Take It All Away.
Right.
always professional, Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I'm Paul, and that was my Best of 2006 set. You just heard A Touch of Hysteria doing the Lord's Crusade off of their 12-inch, which was a reissue of their demo tape from 1983 that came out on Demo Tapes Records out of London. Probably not possible to get it by now, but you never know. You might be lucky and find one somewhere. Before that, Jay Retard off of his LP, which was a smash hit around here. His LP was on In the Red Records. And the song I played was My Family, even though I meant to play My Shadow, but I got the my part right, at least. And yeah, that does sound a lot like the adverts, which I mentioned the first time I played that on the air, and I hadn't really listened to the whole album, and on the flip side, he actually does an adverts cover, so obviously he was going for the whole adverts thing on that album. So if you liked it, just go buy the rest of the adverts records, and then you'll be stoked. Exploding Hearts before that, Throwaway Style off of their CD, which is up here. It's called Shattered. It came out on Dirt Nap, and that's some unreleased tracks, outtakes, and the 7-inch that came out on Vinyl Warning, all collected on a CD by that sadly broken up, and three of them tragically killed in an accident. When you're on tour, please be careful. Be careful driving. Gorilla Angreb was before that with Yegor Ika Isort off of their 12-inch. And we started off with Witch Hunt doing Take It All Away off of their LP. Gorilla Angreb's 12-inch is available from the Feral Ward record label here in the States. And that's it. I'm going to pass the mic off to Carl Cordova. What's going on, man?
Thanks, Paul. You know what? There's nothing much going on except that I'd like to play some records that I've been really excited about for probably the last year, really.
Well, that's good because that's what the show is all about.
Whoa, hey. It looks like I showed up on the right day then.
Perfect.
I'm going to start this set off with it's actually the original vinyl, but it was reissued with the other vinyl as well as some unreleased tracks of a band called The Left from the Greater East Coast area. I'm not quite actually sure where they're from. I believe they're from Pennsylvania, but somewhere in Pennsylvania, Baltimore area. But this track is called The Left. I mean, it's called Fuck It by The Left. Sorry about that.
But there's no need. But look out tomorrow when you're too drunk to see. Staters.
They will suck into the sky. mindless race. Your kindness been replaced. We'll invade your mind, your home. We will quickly make you close.
That mess that you just heard was Clock Cleaner, Missing Dick. I actually played the single instead of the differently recorded track off the LP because I didn't have the CD with me. And I don't believe they've put out the vinyl yet on for that LP. Aptly titled, Nevermind. Before that was Look Back and Laugh's Street Terrorism EP, and that was Street Terrorism. I really actually like the vocals on that compared to the other LPs. Not that the other LPs aren't bad, but the vocals have that little distorted quality that I really enjoy on it. Before that was Cleveland's The Darvis Sets, and that song was called Eyes Like Ants. Some great retro Danger House punk rock for you guys. And before that was The Left, Fuck It. And that's it for me. I'm going to pass this on to Goldar now.
What's up, you guys? I'm going to do my second set of favorite songs from this year. And I just noticed looking down that of this set, four of the five songs are Spanish language, which wasn't on purpose, but is an interesting fact. So I'm going to start out with a local band who has totally set the bar super high for energetic live performances in the Bay Area this year, Peligro Social. And this song is called 20 Años.
Me perdí en tu barrio, que te he dejado, marcado por vida. feel too good for you. Nice suits and true.
Okay, that was just, of course, The Raining Sound from Memphis, Tennessee, with a song called Bad Man from their Live at Goner Records LP, one of the two live LPs they put out this year. I'd never really heard them until this year, even though people have been raving about them for a long time, and I totally got into them a lot, got all their records. They're awesome. So yeah, that's on Goner Records. You should check that out. Before that, No Slogan from Chicago with a song called No Pasarán. They just played here recently and were awesome. So you should check that out. It's on A Wrench in the Gears Records. And before that, one of my favorite current bands, a band called Grupo Subuno from Madrid, Spain. And they're the exact same people who are in the band Huebelos, but they added a keyboard player and changed their name and decided to start anew. And that's a split with Huebelos, so it's technically a split with themselves. But yeah, that song is called Tu Última Víctima. Their records are a little bit hard to find everywhere other than Spain, but I think that they're putting out a 12-inch on our friend Paco's label, and that should be easy to find this year. Before that, Invasores, an old Uruguayan band with a song called Voy a Romper el Cerco. That's on Lengua Armada Records. Invasores recorded that and then never released it because the government, the Uruguayan government, wouldn't let them. So it's the first time anyone's ever really heard it, and it's awesome. And I started out the set with a local band, Peligro Social, with 20 años. And now we're going to hear from Kelsey with a bunch of stuff that she picked. Kelsey, what's first?
Hello. First we have Kuklupian Sukaputo. I'm not totally sure how to pronounce that, and I apologize if I did that wrong.
I can't believe you don't know how to pronounce Kuklupian Sukaputo's name exactly right.
I'm just going to have to travel. Yeah, so here it is, Tampere Rec City.
Yeah!
PESD with Funeral. Totally awesome, kind of electro-influenced, kind of punky, whatever.
I approve.
It's a delicious album, I have to say. And then Kamikaze before that from their EP. They just released a full-length, too, that nobody in the U.S. distributes right now, as far as I know. So if anybody's listening to this and wants to distribute that, that would be awesome. Then I could buy it.
Get on it.
That was Jag Blair Skit, and they're awesome, all girls, and one of my favorite, other than Miko. Then Here to Stop, which is one of my favorite 7 inches this year, with Vold. Koro, It's Okay, from their EP reissue, which is totally amazing, probably my favorite reissue this year. And Kyklopian Sakaputo, from their Split with Death Token song, was Tampere Rec City.
Okay, thank you, Kelsey.
No problem.
And yeah, so if you remember, like, 5 hours ago when this radio show started. I promised you guys a second set, and well, anyway, it's going to be cut a little short, tragically. But
for you.
Well, still, I'm going to play what I came to play. this is from, I think, possibly my favorite 7-inch of last year, the Young Wasteners EP. And this song is called Who to Be. And you know what? If you don't like it, you can suck a lime. This is Young Wasteners.
Let's go!
Okay, yeah, that was the Transmitters with their song Bigger Houses, Broken Homes. Gotta make this quick, so from that's the A side of one of their three singles that came out this in 2006, and my favorite. Before that was The Hell with Kamikaze, maybe perhaps overlooked 7-inch. Great 5-song EP from that band from Alabama, The Hell. And we start off, of course, with Young Wasteners. Is there any comments from the Peanut Gallery?
No. What, about your choices?
Any of those three bands, maybe?
I think you're trying to fish for some snide remark from Golnar about something, aren't you?
Maybe.
Maybe. But yeah. No. Let's not be snide. This is a
we take the higher road.
Yes, we'll always take the higher road here. So that's the end of the show. That's the end of both shows, the best of 2006. Thanks to everybody who came out, and want to give a shout out to Layla, who couldn't be here because she had to work. So as usual, you can thank the man for bringing you down. And to Martine, who's on tour.
I believe she would say that work is a total shit system.
For sure. And Martine is off in Australasia right now, so... too bad he can't be here either. But anyway, Maximum Rock and Roll Radio can be contacted at radio@maximumrockandroll.com or check the website maximumrockandroll.com. That's all I have time to tell you about. And of course, we will end as we started with something from Maximum Rock and Roll compilation Public Safety. This is Frompted, who I hope come out with an album called Frompted Comes Alive at some point. And Nuclear Power Genocide. Thank you.